It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Steve Price with the USU Extension in Carbon County, and they've got another class on basic beginners gardening. And, you know, if you don't really want to go to, or you're not really interested in going through the whole, you know, Master Gardener class, they've come up with five or six different classes that really kind of break down, and they're easy, they're quick. You just go, they're, you know, relatively inexpensive to go to. And coming up on March 16th, it is the Native Perennials for Pollinators in the Garden. And we brought Steve in to talk about this morning. Steve, thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Now, pollinators in our area are starting to be a pretty big thing. People are starting to make their own honey. They're starting to look out for pollinators as well. And is that kind of what this class is going to teach you to be able to plant? What works, what doesn't, those kinds of things?
Yeah. I think everybody has kind of heard the save the bees kind of discussions that are happening throughout the country the past few years. We have seen pollinator decline throughout the U.S., and so that's gotten some attention. People feel like they want to, or maybe feel obligated to kind of help pollinators, and you can do that even on a home landscape scale.
And so what this class really is going to do is it's going to kind of teach you which plants work best to bring pollinators into your area, because pollinators are good for just about everything. If you've got a garden or anything like that, you want pollinators, and that's really what this class is going to teach us. You were saying that there are perennials here in the area. What are some of them that kind of attract pollinators?
Oh, there's quite a few. Some of our more popular ones that you'll see planted are things like Russian sage or salvia. Those are, bees love those. Those aren't native, but our pollinators love to come to those. Some of our other ones, even things like candy tuft is a nice little flower. And actually some other types of beneficial insects that are pollinators, like syrphid flies, actually love those, and they'll also take care of your aphids too.
And that's the other part of it too, is we have bees in our area. We all know that. But there are other pollinators out there that maybe people don't even realize that's what they do. That's part of their gig. So what kinds of other pollinators do we have in our area?
Yeah. When we think about bees, a lot of times we think about the honeybee, which of course is the European honeybee, which came over with Europeans. That's one species. We actually have over 300 species of native bee in our area. I mean, things that don't even really look like bees. It's an incredible diversity. We can think about things like carpenter bees or orchard bees or bumblebees. There's a lot of different types. And so we'll talk a little bit more about that in the class. But even outside of bees, we have things like a lot of flies are pollinators. A lot of wasps, a lot of moths are pollinators. In some instances, even bats are pollinators. So we're trying to cover a lot of just kind of what works for our area, what makes sense for the pollinator assembly that we have in our region.
And so, once again, this class will be March 16th. Where is it going to be held? And if people are interested and wanted to go to it, is there a fee for it? And what do they need to do if they want to register?
So if you want to register, it's $5. You can find the information on Eventbrite to sign up. You can also contact your local county extension office. The class will be held at the Reeves Building on USU Eastern Campus.
And this is, how many more of these do you have? Is this the last one, or have you got another couple more that are coming up?
We have two more.
And they're coming up. Are you doing this once a month, twice a month?
Once a month.
Once a month, so you'll be wrapping up in May. And once again, like I said, these are great classes. If you don't want to take the entire Master Gardener class. That's why they came up with these. They're just really one night every month you go and you learn all about them. And they've had a lot of great response and a lot of different things that you can learn about things right here in our area. If you're going to grow, if you're going to, you know, if you want to deal with your lawn, those kinds of things. So give them a call, get registered if you want to go. Once again, it is Native Perennials and for Pollinators. It's Native Perennials for Pollinators in the Garden. It is part of the Beginner Gardeners class. It's March 16th, and it'll be held at the Reeves Building on the campus of USU Eastern. What time are we looking?
6 o'clock.
6 o'clock at night. Easy. Get out of work and go take care of that. Steve, thanks so much for coming in and letting people know about this. These are great classes, and they're there for you. And at $5, go and find out everything you can. Once again, thanks so much for coming in today.
Thanks for having me.
Now, we've been talking with Steve Price from the USU Extension office here in Carbon County. For more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.